Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right, well, happy Monday. Here we go. Take some of the week off. Over the weekend, it was long. It was a longer weekend. We're close to Thanksgiving, and my day job is, I missed the deadline. My day job was wanting me to get something done. I just couldn't get it done. For better or worse, to rerun a data model sequence and then execute it and then deploy it to the server takes about 2 to 2.5 hours to see if the update works. If it did work, phenomenal, you pass. If it doesn't work, after 2 hours, it tells you, sorry, failure, and then you have to try again. So in a typical workday, you can do 3, maybe 4 cracks to a data model for like how many days, how many frequencies per day. And then there's multiple elements within the data model. So long story short, like in a typical day, you don't get a whole lot done when expanding the size of your model for your reporting. And so I worked on the weekend. And so I had to figure out how to do that. I worked like a full day over the weekend. And that was tough. But realizing probably the toughest part of my head was like, I could do all this work and let's pretend I get everything done that I'm trying to get done. Which in this case, I did. Like magically, it worked out. It worked out. And then realizing, yes, I can deliver this awesome thing and I can still get fired at the drop of a hat. I live in an at-will state. They can fire me because budget cut. I have a bad attitude. I showed up late to a Zoom meeting. Like there's not really much they can do. And that sucks when you're an employee. It's convenient when you're in a gym owner or a pop or a business owner and you just need someone gone and you don't need a solid reason. You just need like a tangible reason. And so it sucks when you're an employee. It's nice when you're a business owner. But when you're an employee, like I could do everything right. Have a great attitude, deliver results. Well, like I had a friend in sales who had 220% quota for the year. He went on a business trip and a week after, or he went on like the vacation, like, hey, like honors club, go to Jamaica for a week with like free booze and free meals. And then a week after you get back, the economy doesn't look good. So everyone got fired, him included. And the reason was the future does not look promising. So it has nothing to do with your results. It has nothing to do with your impact. It has nothing to do with the enterprise value added. It has nothing to do with all the money you made the company. If they don't want you, they don't want you. And that is a harsh reality. And it's part of capitalism is you need the company to have the flexibility to survive themselves. And then people, unfortunately, will have to bounce from one job opportunity to the next. Sucks. But if companies can stay afloat, then they can bounce something. And if you, and my philosophy personally, and always up and have these conversations, I could be wrong. If you strap companies to having to deal with union and wage contracts, then you drag the company and the people down. So like right now, I'm in a rabbit trail and then I'll circle back. Right now, in the U.S., a lot of unions are renegotiating contracts with their manufacturer employers, and these contracts are very employee heavy. Like the companies are making a profit, sure, but the employees unions are now grabbing so much profit that if there's a rocky year, the company will have to lay off the entire union. Like the company will go on. And that's not anyone's opinion other than my own. But realizing when you strap so much weight and responsibility onto the company having to honor and lock themselves in, and then there's a rough year, the company will go under. And now everyone who worked there goes under, and now you have a mass industry-wide problem, not just an isolated problem. So it'd be better for the company to lay off 10% of its workers than for everyone in the company to get juicy pay for a year. And now everyone is fired, and now everyone is starting to struggle and find work all at the same time, all of the same skill set, all at once. And now you have a rush of companies that are going to, and you can follow what I'm saying, you get it. if you can't follow it and you disagree, then you probably don't get it. Because I think I'm right. And so all that to say, I can do all this work. I can generate a lot of value. I can work crazy hours, work the weekend. And at the end of the weekend, I can get fired for being ugly. I can get fired for company concerns or issues. And that sucks. And that's part of reality. And realizing, okay, well, if I own the business, if I own, have equity in my, what I'm doing, I'm not going to fire myself as an owner. But I may get fired today because I missed the day or company budget or whatever reason. And so that was a sucky part of realizing I'm working on this, doing all this extra work, going, trying to go above and beyond to meet quota results. And you realize, yeah, it could mean nothing. Yeah. And so right now I need the paycheck. It's helped quite a bit as we get the gym is up and going. But all having to battle thoughts in the back of my mind that employees are, for lack of better reasons, are not guaranteed a role. And if they are, then it's probably a bad spot to be in anyway. So anyhow, gonna start this Monday with a great attitude. That was a long monologue to get to the quick conclusion. But at the end of the day, you need to have equity in your work. You need to have skin in the game. If the company does well, you need to share in those upsides. But one of the downsides to that is if you want that upside and that finance and then that's gonna come with it, you're also gonna suffer if there's some downs. And that's rough. So you can either bounce along your life and get a predictable weight, or you can have some skin in the game, have the highs and the lows, hopefully have the financial discipline to weather the low and to soar away from after the high. And that's what we're going into today. We have a team meeting. We have the weekly catch-up. Black Friday is here in a couple days. Thanksgiving is in like 3 days. And had some great conversations with some sellers. We're going to proceed with some additional clubs. So hopefully we've got clubs number 3 and 4 in the works. How many clubs are we at? Like 150. And I don't know when I'm going to start releasing these. I've just been making these one after another. And so hopefully these won't be released until clubs number 3 and 4 are completed. But we're just going to keep growing. We're going to keep casting the vision, keep the right people in line. When I say in line, keep them both growing in the right direction, as well as always looking to expand the size of the funds, both for the membership base, as well as the folks that want to join the vision and help us get to where we're going. Changing lives, getting people off ridiculous drugs that they don't need to be on, living healthier, active, engaged lifestyle. And we're here to change the world one body at a time. Let's rock and roll.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.